Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence in You, Senior Talk Radio, right here at WCWP.org, 88.1 FM. So that was a very, very interesting segment. And I'm not going to say that everybody here got coupons to go, but, you know, we're definitely going to check out that the Port Salt Cave. It sounds just wonderful. Our next guests are here from the Sid Jacobson JCC. And we're going to be talking to them today about the Friendly Visiting Program. We have Julia Sale, and she is with the Early Stage Program. She's a coordinator. And we now have Taylor Herbert, who is the Director of Specialized Senior Services at the Sid Jacobson JCC. So welcome. Thank you both for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning. Thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, it's great. So Project Independence has worked with the JCC, I think, very soon after inception, doing all kinds of programs.
Absolutely. We're very grateful for Project Independence.
And we're grateful to you, too, for being such great partners. So why don't we talk a little bit about Friendly Visiting Program and what exactly it is and how it started?
Great. So our Friendly Visiting Program at Sid Jacobson JCC is actually modeled after the DeRote Program, which took place in New York City.
Right.
Our program pairs friendly volunteers that are trained in understanding seniors and seniors' needs with isolated seniors. The purpose of the program is to decrease isolation, increase socialization, and provide meaningful experiences for both the volunteers and those that are isolated.
Right. So I know from being part of Project Independence for many years, it's very hard to identify and reach isolated seniors because they're isolated. So it really takes a lot to be able to identify a senior who is isolated and offer up these fantastic programs like this. How do you guys go about that?
How do we
go about identifying
the seniors?
Right.
Well, we really have a lot of meaningful relationships in the community. So a lot of our referrals come from doctor's offices, other social workers, geriatric care managers. And it's really because we provide quality programming for the last 20 years that people trust us. And because of that, they identify the seniors and then make us aware of them. We work very closely with synagogues in the area as well, as we're one of the Partners in Caring sites that provide resources to the synagogues, and they also help us identify the seniors.
I am what I call a senior. I'm not new at this, and I am very active. I do radio, I do television, I do probably 5 or 6 things in the community. And then I had a problem and I was in bed for 6 months. I could not even get up to, I had menus, you know, from all the restaurants I would call and they'd deliver the food, but I couldn't get up to go to the door. So I would use a charge and say, leave it at the door. When I can get up, I'll do it. You don't know until it happens to you what it's like. You say, okay, so you're a senior at home, and you, if you want, you'll go to the grocery store, you can ask a neighbor you want to go to a movie or something. But after a while, your friends, and the older you are, your friends aren't around. Something's happened to them.
Very, very good point, Sabina.
And, you know, and you really are alone, and you don't realize it. You know, some friends have gone to live with their children. Some friends have gone to live in long-term care. Some friends had a place in Great Neck, which is where I live, and they had a place in Florida. If the husband passed away, the real estate taxes are less in Florida, so they gave up their home here. They went there. I used to come home and have between 7 and 10 messages on my answering machine. I took the answering machine off. I never have calls anymore. People are gone. And when you're alone and old, it's different than being alone and young, because when you're alone and young, you say, oh, thank the Lord, I've got 2 minutes for myself.
Well, that's the purpose of Project Independence. You know, if only everybody planned for the situations. Your situation was 6 months. Some people might find the rest of their lives in a situation like that. But, you know, no one likes to plan for that day. So Project Independence offers the services. So in your case, you're so active, you're a dedicated member. You know, we have community nursing and community social work. And the whole point of Project Independence is aging in place. So, you know, a lot of seniors, especially when they become more isolated, are afraid to ask for help because we know they think that means they're going to lose their independence. We're going to say you can't live here alone and, you know, boom, you're in a nursing home. But the point of Project Independence and programs like the Friendly Visiting Program is really to help and support an older person stay at home in any kind of condition, you know? And it's so important that the story you just told us, because, you know, it can happen, but if you connect to Project Independence or you connect to the JCC, people can stay in touch and, you know, make sure you're okay and check in. And hopefully those connections are, you know, give solace to the senior who might be isolated. And by isolated, you know, it really just means you're alone and you're unable to, you know, maybe get out. Sometimes that isolation does happen with, you know, frail seniors. So, and that's where your program comes in, the Friendly Visiting. So maybe you can talk to us a little bit, like, from soup to nuts.
But, you know, I want to tell you something. If you're alone day after day after day after day, but you know on Thursday somebody's coming,
you have something
or
to look
Tuesday,
forward to. Right.
It makes so much difference. You say, how much difference can it make? Somebody's coming, what the, you know. But when you are alone day after day, week after week, you're waiting for somebody to come and you're so glad to see them.
I couldn't agree more with you. And from our experience and the relationships that we've built, and the matches that we've made through this program, it truly echoes what you're saying. We sent out a letter to those that were impaired, the seniors, just to see how their feedback was and how if they enjoyed the program, and they said it was life-changing for them. Julie reaches out to them on an ongoing basis to check in, and they say these relationships that they've built with the seniors, or the volunteers, rather,
yeah,
are irreplaceable.
What's the process for, like, pairing somebody with, you know, the volunteer with the senior who's at home?
Sure. Jill, you want to talk us through this process?
Sure. We do, as you say, there is somewhat of a challenge in identifying the seniors. And once we do, from one of the synagogues, sometimes even actually from our very own programs, we've had actually one woman's coming to mind. She was part of our knitting program. And when our staff and our people noticed that she wasn't there as often, we realized that she had a situation where she needed to be at home. So we paired her with a visitor. We have our volunteer department working very diligently in recruiting people. We have several volunteer opportunities at the JCC. And our people who handle the volunteer department identify volunteers who would be interested in doing this type of work. And when we meet a volunteer that we feel would be a good match with the senior, we proceed. Our volunteers are trained. It's a brief training. We make sure that they understand.
We follow the DeRote model for the training process. So we go over different things like, going to the senior's home and committing to a once a week visit.
Right, that's
for
important.
A year, because the commitment is so right. important.
Yes.
Both for the isolated senior who right. looks forward to the visits, as you were saying earlier.
You have no idea what it's like to not have anything to look forward. You know, half the time I didn't know if it was Wednesday or if it was Friday. What's the difference? Mm-hmm. You know, it's just
another
day. And
from our experience,
day.
You're absolutely not alone. There's many people that feel just as
more
you're
than we know.
Yes, you're right. Mm-hmm. And that's actually why we're here today, hoping to be able to identify others that could also benefit from a volunteer visit.
You know,
or volunteers that are interested in helping out as well.
And exactly. that also maybe, in a sense, could also be a respite for maybe a caregiver who is there 24/7 mm-hmm. so that, you can, you know, the caregiver can then have a little bit of break or do what they need to do in order to shop or spend a little time for themselves. Do you have that scenario with the friendly visitors, or is that an option?
Yes and no. So I say yes and no because our friendly visiting program is specifically for those that are vibrant, or those that are well, I should say, as far as they don't have a cognitive decline.
Right, okay.
Those that have a cognitive decline, there are other programs in the community, but ours is specific to those that can provide a mutual beneficial relationship between the person who's being visited and the visitor.
Right. So talk a little bit more about the training. That's interesting. What's the process to train somebody?
So as Taylor said, we do follow the DeRote model. We very much like our volunteers to be aware of this meaningful position and what the role that they are going to play now in their new relationship with this person. We make sure they're, understand the commitment involved.
Julie, am I right by saying that they watch a video based on what other people's experiences have been so that they can learn from them?
Absolutely.
We're going to expand upon that. We're actually coming to the end of our first segment with you two. It goes very fast.
Wow, it sure did.
And when we come back, we'll talk.
Very interesting.
It is very interesting. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about the model and some of the services. And maybe we'd like to hear some stories, successful stories. That would be
terrific.
Really great. So we'll be back in a few minutes. Stay tuned for Project Independence and You.